name was Laterno T, and it's a huge earth mover, and it just scoops the dirt right out in.
My goodness. Yeah.
And it's the same as the Fresno. All right.
Yeah.
And when you were talking, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Oh. That's it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what a Fresno is. I want to ask you. These are just some things about society. When a woman's husband dies, she would be called a what?
Widow.
Okay. And in the old days, if a child was born to two people out of wedlock, it would be called a what?
Illegitimate.
Okay. Would they ever use the word bastard?
Yes, probably.
Okay. But both either of those words mm-hmm. would have been. Mm-hmm. Do you remember in the old days if when two people got married, they had a noisy celebration?
Shrubbery.
Tell me about that. That's something that's very new to me.
We all had them here. It's a means of wishing them well, but it's fun for everybody, you know. And they have they short sheet their beds. They take the fellas take the wife and take her away, and the girls take the husband, and they just make all sorts of supposedly wild passes and all this sort of thing. Then they make him chase them in the dark, a girl's trying to run away and save her beautiful marriage, and the fellas are supposed to be chasing her. And, you know, just all sorts of crazy things, but it all ends up at a big party.
I see.
And
what do they do at the party?
Oh, you have cake and coffee and dance and sing, and of course, during that time, there was the prohibition, so there may have been some liquor outside, but we girls didn't know about it. There were. And that type of thing. But it was just a period of joviality and everyone being happy and sending them off well.
So you were chivalried? Y'all were chivalried? What did they do to you?
They took my husband up. The girls took him up here in the stream, made him walk across the stream without his pants on, just in his shorts and his shoes and stockings. And the fellas were decent to me. I didn't have any problem, but the girls were ruthless, just ruthless. And they brought him back, and he was so embarrassed. They had lipstick on his cheeks. You know, they all had kissed him, and there was lipstick all over him.
Trying to make you jealous.
Make me jealous.
Did they do anything like make him wheel you down the street in a wheelbarrow or anything like that?
No, they didn't, but it is done.
Okay.
That wasn't done for us. Okay. But
did you have to feed them? Did you have to give them food? Or
That was part of it. But you see, it was always a surprise thing. You never knew when it was coming. You knew that sometime after you got home, you were going to be shrivery, so you wanted to be closed, you wanted to be in your best behavior, because you didn't have a chance after that.
When did it happen after your marriage?
How long? Within if you went on a 2 or 3 day little honeymoon or what have you, it was within a week after you were home. So you had, you know, anything more than that was too much, you know. But the shrivery was just a chance for everybody to send you off well.
My goodness. Now, when you got married down here, did anybody stand with your husband?
Yes, my brother and my sister was my maid of honor.
Maid of honor. Uh-uh. What would you call the I was wondering, maid of honor, what would you have called the guy who stands with the man?
Best man.
Okay, best man. Uh-huh. And a bridesmaid would be what?
A friend.
Would that be the same thing as a maid of honor, a bridesmaid?
Well, a maid of honor is generally the closest friend. And then, or a family member. And then the bridesmaid is generally friends.
Okay.
They're friends.
Okay. The instrument that you blow into?
Harmonica.
Okay. Do you ever hear it called anything else in the old days besides a harmonica? Do you ever hear it called a mouth harp?
Yes, mouth harp. And then do you know what a juice harp is?
No, tell me. Actually, I do know what one is, but I want you to tell me.
Well, it's made so much as you see a harp. The pictures of a harp, and you just blow into it and push the wires with your fingers.
Okay.